Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I mentioned just a few minutes ago, just do an internet search, whatever search engine you use, and just put number of deaths by socialism. You will have dozens of sites pop up, and by looking at them and comparing them and contrasting the different sites, it seems that the consensus is somewhere between 150 to 200 million people dead because of socialism. Let that sink in. And yet we have at least two senators in the United States Senate who loudly and proudly proclaim themselves to be socialists. Let that sink in. All right, let's go to the phones. And next up is Mark in Pickerington, Ohio. Hey, Mark, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Reverend Burney.
Certainly.
I heard this. I don't listen to you every day, but I listen to you a decent number of times. But I heard talking about the article in the National Catholic Reporter,
yeah,
on Diggs, the NFL player.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as a Catholic, I would like to, you know, there's a decent amount of Catholic news sites. And, the National Catholic Reporter is on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. The one I would suggest maybe for your readers to look at would be called LifeSite. Just one word, LifeSite.
Excellent site.
And you've been to it?
Oh, yeah, many, many, many times. In fact, daily.
Yeah, it's quite a contrast from the other one. So, okay, and of course, EWTN, which is more, not so much news-oriented, but the one started by Mother Angelica.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, yeah, so you already know about that. Maybe your readers do, too. But,
yeah.
Okay, well.
I quote from it often, and we post stories every day. Almost every story that I talk about on the air, my engineer, Jeff, posts on Twitter, Facebook, and on my webpage, and we post articles from LifeSite all the time.
You know, and you may have covered this because I don't, but one of the next big stories and concerning the Catholic Church is going to be a battle between, I guess, but is going to be the rebuilding of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, this beautiful cathedral is in the middle of a fairly, pretty liberal left-wing country. And I hope it comes out well, but I think for it to be built the way it was originally is going to be a battle. So
I agree, and I think that battle, sadly and unfortunately, is going to be lost. I've been there to Notre Dame only once, but it's spectacular. It's just spectacular. And you're right, the liberals have, they're basically going to turn it into Disneyland, is what they want to do.
You know, I've been to Europe six times, and I've been to Catholic masses over there, and it's interesting. Western Europe, I haven't been there a ton of times, but I've been there enough to go to church, but it's refreshing to go to service, or as we call it, mass, you know, in Eastern Europe, more than Western Europe.
Mm.
It's mm-hmm. very traditional. Poland has higher church attendance than the United States.
Right.
And quite a contrast there.
Have you been to St. Stephen's in Vienna?
Yes, I have. St. Stevenson, as they call it. Yes, I have. Twice,
see,
actually.
Personally, I think St. Stephen's, from an architectural standpoint, is more beautiful than Notre Dame.
Oh, really? See, I haven't been to
I do.
Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Real quick, since you're Catholic, what is your opinion of the current Pope? Do you believe that he is a socialist?
No, I think he's a Peronist. After, you know, the Perones of Argentina, kind of a...
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
But, yeah, I think some things he's done have hurt. Now, as you might know, he got in leftists don't like him now because a short time ago, the German bishops wanted to essentially bless gay marriage, and he said no. Well, the Vatican said no, and they got all upset about that. And but I think if you're leftist, if you turn a little bit to the right, that they throw you under the bus. It's like, yeah.
Well, and it's really hard to discern where he stands on the same-sex issue. Because at one time, it seems like he is taking a really strong stand, and then 2 or 3 months later, he releases a statement that just is so confusing about where he stands personally and where he wants the church to stand.
Well, at least as far as I know, he hasn't changed any dogma or doctrine.
No,
although
he
makes a lot of, I think, like a lot of people, he talks too much. He should just Pope Benedict, the last pope we had, who was very intellectual, very conservative, was very reserved in what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people, whether they're Catholic preachers, Protestant preachers, politicians, they want to make a comment on everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, be a little reserved in what you say, I think. You know,
yeah.
Better advice, but...
Well, I agree with you.
That, yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Good to talk to you, Mark. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And he made an excellent point. LifeSite News is a very conservative. It certainly has Catholic origins, but goes far beyond the Catholic Church. It's a very, very pro-life site, very reliable, and I check it out all the time. Probably one of the most reliable news sites on the issue of abortion and life. I recommend it highly. National Catholic Reporter? No, they are leaning heavily to the left. I mean, they really are leaning heavily to the left. I'm going to try. Well, let me try to get this in before the break. Lot of controversy going on in Chicago, not just about the record number of murders that were recorded this last year, but the Chicago Teachers Union has voted overwhelmingly against in-person learning and back to virtual learning because of COVID. And for the first time in a long time, they are finding themselves at odds with the far-left mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot. She wants the kids back in class because there is overwhelming, and that is not an exaggeration, there is overwhelming evidence that online virtual learning does not do anything to help with COVID, and it hurts dramatically not only the academic standing of the kids, but emotional. There is no advantage whatsoever. And again, the evidence is overwhelming that there is no advantage at all to online learning and great disadvantages. But the teachers' union said, no, we're not going to go to class. I think a lot of reasons for that, but it is sad. It is obvious once again, one of the major teachers' unions in America has proven it's not about the kids. No, it's not what's best for the kids. That's way down the list. It's going to be fascinating to watch this controversy play out.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, this is one of the more entertainingly ironic. Can you say that? Entertainingly ironic? Well, I think so. And if not, we can say it now. Entertainingly ironic articles that I've seen in quite some time. I brought this to your attention way back, I think it was in November. Arizona State University, as is the case on many major university campuses, have places for minorities only. Yeah, segregation. See, I thought we abolished that. I thought we fought that battle and won, this whole segregation thing. No. The liberal progressive left is very much bringing back segregation. Well, on the campus of Arizona State University, they have what they call the multicultural space. Multicultural space. Now, you would think that multicultural would mean many cultures, any culture. Well, not according to the students who use the multicultural space. It is only for minorities. And white people, well, you're just not welcome, especially white males. So back in November, two white male students decided, and I don't know what their motive was, I have no idea, but they decided they would go and sit at a table in the multicultural center. Well, that's it. Well, one of them had a T-shirt that was critical of Joe Biden, and the other had a decal on his computer, his laptop computer, that said "Police Lives Matter." That was it. They sat down, were working at their computer. They didn't engage anyone. They didn't speak to anyone. They didn't yell at anybody. They didn't shout at anybody. But a pair of Arizona State University students by the name of Mastani Qureshi and Sara Tacola thought that their multicultural space had been invaded by these white males. And they made that very clear to these white males. They yelled, they screamed, they called them names, they ordered them to leave, they told them that they were not allowed, they were not welcome. In other words, they harassed the white male students. Well, Arizona State University looked at video and they disciplined these two female minority students for taunting and harassing the two white male students who entered the college's multicultural space. Now, here's where it is entertainingly ironic. These two female minority students were clearly racist in attacking two students simply because they were white and they were male, and they were not welcome in the multicultural space. So the university disciplined them. Well, what was the discipline? They had to write a 3-page paper on the incident. That was it. They weren't fined. They weren't kicked out of school. You know, it was kind of like, hey, you know, when you were, if you're old enough, you remember having to write those words on the blackboard? I lied. You know, they had to write it 50 times on the blackboard. Well, they had to write a 3-page paper. Well, they are saying that because they were required to write a 3-page paper, they are being harassed. In fact, they have released a video, and as part of the video, they say, "Dear white people," aka ASU, Arizona State University, "you openly discriminated against us on November 16th when you handed down your decision from your racially biased investigation." So I say it's entertainingly ironic. They are being discriminated against because they were disciplined for discriminating on the basis of race. The two female students went on, "We're being persecuted for defending our multicultural center from racism and sexism." Well, now, wait a minute. If you are forbidding white males from coming into your multicultural center, aren't you the one that are racist and sexist? No, not in their mind. "We're being persecuted for defending our multicultural center from racism and sexism." So they are accusing the university of persecution because they were told they had to write a 3-page article concerning the event when they were clearly the aggressors, the harassers, and the discriminators. This is the way of the left. And I keep mentioning this. We cannot allow the liberal left to divide us. This is their game plan: to remain in power, to gain power, divide us racially, economically. We can't allow it to happen. Those days of segregation are dead, and they need to stay dead. All right, quick break. We'll be back with the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live.